Welcome back to Going Over, presented by Midwest Members Credit Union. Live from the Archview Flooring Studios with Roderick and Flo on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Riding along an automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile.
The other news coming out yesterday, sad news, in St. Louis, Chuck Berry passed away at the age of 90.
God,
did you ever get to see him?
I didn't. He was still doing shows. I think he did a couple shows last year at Blueberry Hill, and I never got to see him.
Groveview?
No, he was a guy on the bucket list, though. But
yeah. Yep, on my bucket list, too. I wish I would have made time to do it.
Passes away at the age of 90. One of the stories that came out today kind of hinted that he had another album coming out later this year.
Going to be released later on this year. It was on CBS Sunday Morning this morning.
So you'll get to hear him one last time in that album. But we'll play some of his songs today coming back from the breaks. We are at the Pump House Bar and Grill in Wood River, Illinois. 1523 East Edwardsville Road in Wood River. Open, every day. You can come here and get some food from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. each and every day. Open later than that for your drinks and bands a lot of nights, too. That's why we are
They have
here
a great
the,
setup
stage.
Here. You know, being an audio guy, just look at some of the systems they have. It has to sound amazing. I've yet to come down for a show. But it's on my to-do list to do very, very soon and come down and check out some shows here.
So we are here till noon almost each and every Sunday here on Going Over on the all-new 590 The Fan. Yesterday at around this time, we talked about the Mizzou's hiring of Konzo Martin from Cal by way of Tennessee and Missouri State, the East St. Louis product, who is now going to be leading the Mizzou Tigers, hopefully for a very long time, and discussed what big name Illinois could go after. There were reports that Konzo Martin turned down a deal from Illinois. Heavily disputed reports, too.
And heavily disputed.
At the time, yesterday, I thought that Illinois was, you know, would go after a bigger name than Konzo Martin. Thought that they would want to go after, you know, a bigger name, similar to what they did in football when they hired Lovie Smith.
Right.
The initial reports when Illinois let go of John Gross was that interested coaches had already reached out to Illinois before John Gross was fired, saying, hey, you know what, I'd be interested in coming there if you want me. And money doesn't seem to be an issue either with Illinois.
No. Which is shocking.
It's shocking not because of the state of Illinois is in. It's shocking because they have had to fire a lot of coaches over the last several years, many of whom they had to keep paying because of their contracts. So that, to me, is the shocking part of it, that you know, you were kind of paying two coaches at once for both football and basketball. That's the part that's a little shocking,
right,
to me. But Josh Whitman, the new AD, came out, and it was kind of first thought that maybe they were going to go after Monty Williams, former NBA coach, now in the front office with the Spurs.
Yep.
Turned down, if you believe the reports, turned down by Monty Williams. Decided, no, he wasn't going to go to college. He was going to stick around and hopefully get a job in the pros again. So Illinois went and hired Oklahoma State head coach Brad Underwood, who at one point was one of the biggest names in all of college basketball when he was at Stephen F. Austin. Not Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Right.
Stephen F. Austin.
Yeah.
Where he went to the tournament in all 3 years with Stephen F. Austin.
And made some nice little runs, if I'm not mistaken.
Won twice. won two games there. A game in 2014 and in 2016. Did not win in 2015. But listen to these records.
Okay.
At Stephen F. Austin. Again, it's the Southland Conference. You have to realize what you're playing in. But to still get players and be consistent for 3 years is saying something.
That's good recruiting is what that is, Joe.
32-3, 29-5, 28-6. Conference records of 18-0, 17-1, and 18-0. He was 53-1 in his 3 years in conference. 53-1.
Missouri.
Again, won a game in 2014 in the tournament, lost in the first round, won in 2016, before taking the job at Oklahoma State, where he replaced Travis Ford.
Ah.
Travis Ford gets fired by Oklahoma State, goes to SLU. Brad Underwood takes the job at Oklahoma State, now leaves for Illinois. The two will be recruiting against each other, you would have to think.
You
for
think.
Top products in the Southwestern Conference and possibly
and
the...
From what I've read, they're both very, very good recruiters. And
we'll give
compelling arguments about why they should come, why these student-athletes should come play at their respective schools.
At Oklahoma State this past year, Brad Underwood was 20-13. Still made the tournament, though, and lost to Michigan. Was it a one-point game?
It was a one-point game.
One-point game. Was it 91-90?
It was.
I think, or 92-91,
I think it was.
Yeah, a very high-scoring game. Between that and the reports that you're seeing are saying that he was told, you come to Oklahoma State and you win, we'll take care of you. We'll be sure to make sure that you get paid. He won. He made the tournament. Oklahoma State was not willing to renegotiate a contract with him. So I'll go somewhere else.
Yep. See ya.
I'll go. He didn't have ties to Oklahoma State.
Nope.
He does still. I mean, this isn't a final job for Brad Underwood. I would assume this is not a final job for him, though he is 53 years old. He is an alum of Kansas State, where ironically, former Illinois head coach Bruce Weber is currently coaching, and now he will be recruiting against Bruce Weber and his alma mater for Edwardsville product Mark Smith.
Yep.
He had, so that is where he was an assistant for several years, 2006 to 2012. You know where he was an assistant longer than anywhere else, though, Andy?
No, I don't. I haven't looked.
From 1992 to 2003, Brad Underwood was an assistant at the Western Illinois University.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you know him when you were there?
I graduated high school in 2003.
Oh, okay.
So my first year there was the first year of Derek Thomas era.
Oh, okay.
It was not a good era.
Not a good era.
It was
not,
not
a good era for Western basketball.
It was not a very good era at all.
I wonder if the Illinois broadcasts of basketball games are going to kind of turn into House of Cards. So they have Brad Underwood, Frank Underwood. No, they're all Underwoods.
Mm-hmm.
So like they'll just kind of cut away.
Do you have a Kevin Spacey?
Kind of cut away and Brad will turn his head to the camera and say, "Now, I bet you thought I was going to run a full court press there. Now, Claire told me not to. But I know that was a good thing to do." And they'll cut back to the game, and there's your, just got to get some in-game commentary from Brad / Frank Underwood. Oh, no.
I'm just sitting here shaking my head, Greg.
Oh, no. No reaction in the crickets. Now,
hopefully he does have somebody there, in the compliance department at Illinois that, will warn him of anything before he cheats.
Well, right? Or at least, Carrie will be there with him to sing the national anthem at every game.
That was a Carrie Underwood.
I got it. I picked up on it.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks, Grove.
Now, I know you guys think I should run box and one defense here. We're going to box out the zone and put one guy.
But you're still doing a Frank Underwood play.
Claire says that is not a good schema to play. But I've been down this road before, and I know these players, and I'm going to do what I want to do.
Before just one final thought on Brad Underwood, the reports are that he is going to keep assistant coach and former Alton High basketball coach Jamal Walker.
He's going
to keep Jamal Walker, which kind of assures Illinois of keeping Jeremiah Tillman and puts them also in top contention for Edwardsville's Mark Smith.
Well, and I would tend to lean that Smith could go to Missouri.
Really?
He had already agreed to play baseball
at
Missouri. And now that the East St. Louis native Kunzel Martin is coaching Missouri in basketball.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard about that or not.
Yeah.
That's kind of big news this past week. It's going to be easy for Kunzel to recruit him. Now, my inside sources tell me, Bill Roseberry, that Bruce Weber has been scouting Edwardsville games and practices for a long time, and Mark Smith is high on Bruce Weber's want list. So there could be some strong offers coming out of K-State as well for him to go there.
I've heard the same going to that K-State is high on his list.
Yeah.
So.
Hopefully he stays local. I would like for him to go to Missouri or Illinois.
Right.
He'd be a great addition to those. I mean, so back to those, you know, last week we talked about those top three recruits in the top seven recruits.
Three of the top seven.
Were committed to Illinois to play for, I'm sorry, I forgot his name.
John Gross,
thank you. Now, did Jamal Walker recruit those guys?
He was heavily involved.
Okay. So, and that's why that those three might still go to Illinois, because he'll still be there.
I don't know about the other two. The only one that I heard about was Jeremiah Tillman and Mark Smith. Those were the ones that I had heard about last night. So those are the only ones that I can attest to. So, but at both schools, they got big name guys.
Yep, they got their guys.
They got hot coaches that they both, you know, seem to be very happy with. It wasn't a very long process for either one.
Nope.
And
happened very quickly.
Yeah, I can say I'm looking forward to bragging rights in
God,
December.
I hope it's good again. God, I hope
this year.
It used to be.
It did. Yeah.
It was the absolute hottest ticket in town.
It was.
I think there were more people at the wrestling championships this weekend than there were at bragging rights back in December.
Right.
Which, nothing against wrestling championships. It looks like it's a great event. However, bragging rights historically has been sold out and has been the hottest ticket to get around Christmas time for college basketball in the St. Louis area.
We need to take a break. When we come back, Taryn Schaefer of the PGA Tour will join us, talk about Bay Hill, and also give her thoughts on spring training coming up in just a bit here on Going Over.